When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Okay, well, let's get right into it, folks. We don't have a lot of time. It is Monday Night Football coming on deck with the Giants traveling to KC to play the Chiefs. Giants are 10-point underdogs to the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes and the boys are struggling, moving the ball on offense. They've got a bunch of injuries, defensive woes, just a number of things impacting the team. They're 3-4. They're not doing so hot in the AFC West because you got the Chargers. Even though they lost to New England, they're still ahead of them in the division. You still got the Raiders having a good start to the year. So the Chiefs need to win this game, obviously. You know, when you're a 10-point favorite, like, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You need to get the job done in a game like this. So I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say that the Giants have a chance of winning this game, but I think the Giants can make this game interesting. Just because the Chiefs have struggled so much in terms of moving the ball, I think you've got some interesting props here between Daniel Jones for the Giants at QB, his over-under line for passing yardage tonight. It's at 255. I think this is a line where Jones can go over. Like, I think the Chiefs are vulnerable enough through the air, and we know Steve Spagnuolo and love Spags from his time with the Giants. He's going to want to blitz. He's going to bring the heat. And now, yes, can Daniel Jones turn the ball over? Absolutely. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Daniel Jones has a fumble return for a touchdown or throws a pick six. But the Giants have offensive weapons to target. Now, no Kenny Golladay tonight, but you still have Kadarius Toney, who's had a great start to the season now that he's actually playing. And, you know, I mean, listen, Kadarius Toney has been pretty much a mess. But I will say, though, that when he's been on the field, he's actually put up numbers. So I think he's definitely in play in terms of matchups tonight against this Chiefs secondary. Between Sterling Shepard being back, you got Kadarius Toney, you've got Darius Slayton, who's always been a good target for Daniel Jones. The Giants can move the ball on this Chiefs defense. The question becomes, even if the Chiefs get up on them, the Giants can still move the ball on this Chiefs team. I don't think it's necessarily out of the realm of possibility the Giants cover this game. I don't think the Giants win this game, but I definitely think they score enough points to keep it close enough. So, to me, this total being at 52, I think we go over this total. People think that the Chiefs are going to cover the 10-point spread, and it's certainly possible that the Chiefs just motorboat the Giants and they go up four scores and it's a done deal. It's absolutely possible. But I think the Giants keep it close enough that this is a two-score game and the Giants could always backdoor cover this in the fourth quarter. It's not out of the realm of possibility. So, to me, I think the question becomes, from a roster construction standpoint, if you go with the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is going to cost you $18,000 on DraftKings in the captain spot. It's just going to be an astronomical figure. He's $12,000 normally, $18,000 in the captain spot. Kelce, also going to run you about 16K in the captain spot. Tyreek, also going to run you about 17K. He's even more expensive than Kelce. I think the play here is to go with the Giants in the captain spot. We know this Chiefs team cannot cover teams. We know this. So whether it's a matter of you're rotating in Sterling Shepard, Kadarius Toney, or Darius Slayton, I think one of these guys can catch a deep ball from Daniel Jones here. And I think you definitely should be playing Daniel Jones tonight. Yes, I'm going to say it. I don't think Daniel Jones is still a good NFL QB. But for fantasy purposes, this is a prime matchup to throw the football as an opposing QB. So to me, there is nothing precluding going with the Chiefs. The Chiefs to win the game, but lining up the Giants offense against the Chiefs. So to me, I think you got to run with a Giants wide receiver in the captain spot. I would say the home run threat so far this year has been best. Like, so far this year has been Kadarius Toney, but we've seen Slayton be that guy in the past. But I think Slayton kind of needed both Toney and Shepard to be out tonight to really benefit from that. I'm not playing Dante Pettis now that Toney and Shepard got ruled in. You know, I would shift more towards, because Pettis was 5K. Now I'm shifting off of Pettis. I'm going to John Ross down at 1,800. That makes more sense. Evan Engram, he's an automatic fade for me. He never, like, he hardly, if ever, gets it done. I struggle to think of a time that where Evan Engram actually got it done from a statistical standpoint. So, 5,400, I'm crossing off Evan Engram. I'm going to cross off Dante Pettis. And, you know, it just looks like, you know, I'm not looking at Kyle Rudolph. I'm going to cross off Darrell Williams for the Chiefs because I know people want to play the running game against the Giants. Giants defense is not that bad against the run. They're really not that bad. What's happened to the Giants is as the game wears on, they've given up some bigger run plays, but realistically, they've been somewhat solid during the game against the run. And 9K for Darrell Williams, you need him to get 100 yards and a touchdown or score two touchdowns if he doesn't get the 100 yards and 100-yard rushing bonus on DraftKings. So to me, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to go with a Jerick McKinnon. So you get the pass catching out of the backfield, and he's only 1K on DraftKings. You play one of the Giants receivers at the captain spot. So you're basically paying about 10K in terms of the captain spot. You're running Daniel Jones in there. You're playing Patrick Mahomes. You take your choice between Kelce and Hill. And you run with Jerick McKinnon, and you know, and you can figure out the rest of the roster that way. But to me, that gives you a far better chance of navigating the roster construction that you need than trying to play a Chiefs player, because the Chiefs are just so expensive that realistically, the Giants are going to score points too. If the Giants weren't going to score points, I get why you wouldn't want to play the Giants. But we know the Chiefs defense isn't any good. So to me, It's just hard to go. And I know folks, the way folks are going to build it is they're going to build Chiefs players up top, and then they're going to try to run it back with DeMarcus Robinson for the Chiefs at 800. That's going to be the chalk play. They're not going to want to play a Giants player. And I'm just saying, if from a construction standpoint, if we're trying to get different to win at DFS, you got to think of it and try to be a little bit more contrarian than what the field's going to go with. I think going with the Giants in a couple of spots, as well as in the captain spot, gets you different enough because you can still afford to play in the main pieces of the Chiefs. You don't have to fade the Chiefs. You just have to play enough Giants players that are going to get touchdowns as well when the Chiefs start putting up points. If the Chiefs motorboat them and blow the Giants out by three touchdowns, yes, we lose. But if this game stays close enough, you're going to need Giants pieces to be in the mix. So, as I said, between Kadarius Toney, he's 6,800, Darius Slayton, 6,400, or Sterling Shepard at 7K, play one of them in the captain. So, that's one and a half times the salary. So, you know, worst case scenario, if you're going to be playing Sterling Shepard, you're paying 10.5 in the captain spot. And that gives you enough salary to play around with having Patrick Mahomes and one of his big weapons, either in Hill or Kelsey, and then play Daniel Jones and some other pieces from this game. I don't necessarily like the kickers, because the kickers tonight, yes, they can score points, but I honestly think this game is going to blow past 50 points. And once you get past 45 points, it's really hard for a kicker to be in the optimal in most games, unless they're hitting multiple 50-yard field goals. So that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm going to get out of here so we get this episode uploaded. But best of luck tonight, everybody, and until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.